Good morning and welcome to the FTS Vet Slip on Monday the 11th of March, or good afternoon I should say, sorry, a bit later today. Firstly, okay, the Cheltenham Festival Trends PDF is available. It is at the link ftsincome.co.uk/Cheltenham-2019, that is, /festival-trends/. So it's ftsincome.co.uk/Cheltenham-2019-festival-trends. The link is also on my Twitter, so you can click that. It's also accessible via the FTS website under the horse racing menu, so you don't need to type that. You can just go to FTS, click the horse racing menu, there's a drop down and it's there. That is a full trends guide to every race at Cheltenham, going back 11-12 years of historical data. Those who then register in the morning, each morning I will email you all the qualifiers for every race through Cheltenham. So from those trends, if you know two or three horses qualify in a race, I will be emailing them out. I expect most races will have qualifiers. There may be the odd one that doesn't. I will also share with you my own bets that I'm having from information I get elsewhere, and I will send it out to those people on email before it's broadcast on the website or on the podcast. So I will share the qualifiers and things via the podcast, and I will have a web section for Cheltenham from tomorrow, but I will do everything in the email first, get that out to people. So if you register and download the guide, make some interesting reading to have a look through. Willie Mullins horses without Ruby Walsh on board, for instance, certainly have made a few quid when they've won, so that will be something that I might be looking at. But yes, so it's on the website under horse racing. Just literally you enter your email, you can instantly grab the PDF. It's free, no catches. And I will just email out every day then to the people on that list all the qualifiers and things first before I get to doing the podcast and broadcasting it. And Wednesday, I'm not even sure if I'll be able to do a podcast because I am at Cheltenham myself. So I will send that email in the morning before I set off for the races. It literally will be a time thing on Wednesday, but I will have the podcast going with obviously trades and any selections, but I will get that email out first with the Cheltenham qualifiers. I've also added a Manchester seminar date. I've emailed out about that this morning. It is a very small room. It is very limited. People who've asked to swap, I've added Manchester purely as an alternate date. You are guaranteed to where you book. I will look next week at if there's a possibility of swapping. I have quite a few people on the waiting list for Manchester, but I haven't got a room as big as I wanted, so it is very limited, and I will see where that situation is next week. If I can swap you, because it's more convenient for you, I will try to, but I cannot make any guarantees at the moment. But those of you who aren't registered, if you want to come to Manchester on the 18th of May or London on the 17th of May, I do suggest you register now. I'll give you an example. The methods this week, I use those methods Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Obviously, I'm a bit further down the line than a starting bank of £1,000, but I started this with £1,000, and over this weekend, I've won £1,800. I did not have one losing trade from the methods I'm going to share at, and it will be the exact trades I will be sharing after the seminar, but what we're working on those days, I didn't have one loser this weekend. I had a fantastic weekend, and it is going to be a great setup for you. So I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Right, into today. No horses. Obviously, we've got Cheltenham tomorrow, so that will be where all the action is. This week, we'll be focusing on the festival. It may well be there's a couple of good opportunities at other tracks as well, which often is the case during this, and I will keep my eye out for them. The golf yesterday was just a disaster. Billy Horshaw, absolute damp squib. Just thought both him and Reed, you know, I called it early Thursday. I said, I think we might be involved on Sunday. And we weren't. And more annoyingly, Molinari, he wasn't a selection, but he was close. And then he goes and wins it. So I can't say I'm after timing because I wouldn't have picked him. But he was in my initial shortlist and got discarded. So just the way it goes, but hopefully that picks up. I think we'll hit the big one, the Masters. We'll take that down. We had Reed last year, so we'll take that down again this year. So football, few of you have obviously the Burnley game didn't go to plan yesterday, and people emailing me, what do you do, what did you do? I actually took a full loss on that game. I profited on the other three, but the Burnley Liverpool game, just one of those. That's what I mean, they're low risk, but I took a full loss on that game, in just the way the goals came. Unfortunately, I thought Burnley, particularly when they scored, might be able to shut up shop a bit more, but they didn't. Simple as that. So these things happen. Right, on to today. And today I just have a couple of games. If they get to 0-0 by sort of 25, 30 minutes, and it is, just bear with me, he says as he's digging out his Excel sheets, both kicking off at 7:30. Fortuna Düsseldorf against Eintracht Frankfurt and Roma versus Empoli. Both these I will play the same. If they're 0-0 after 25 to 30 minutes, I will lay the under 0.5 first half goals. I want the price must be under 2.0. I want odds on, and I will be staggering that lay in two or three bits through, depending on the price. If it's sort of 1.7 onwards, then I can get, I'll have three bets, 1.7, 1.5, 1.3, something like that going down. And I will lay the under 0.5 first half goals. If there's a goal, that's me done. If they get to 0-0 at half time, I will back over 1.5 goals, half a point at half time. If it's still 0-0 at 65 minutes, I'll have another half a point, and I will trade from there with the focus on removing liability. So it's just those two games, both 7:30, Fortuna Düsseldorf and the Roma game. So one in Bundesliga, one in Serie A. That is it. We do have a championship program of football, so I'll be updating all that for FTS Ultimate members tomorrow. And obviously any football trades and things through the week will continue as normal. I will try and get a podcast out Wednesday before I go to Cheltenham. And as I said, if anybody's at Cheltenham and wants to meet for a drink on Wednesday, drop me an email and we'll see what we can do. So that's it for Monday. So go and get the Cheltenham Festival guide if you want to. It's very interesting reading, and I think the qualifiers hopefully will turn us out a profit over the week, and I will share my bets. If you want a seminar place, I urge you to book it now, because that really will be the end of it this week. I won't be doing any more probably till the end of 2020. Certainly won't be doing any more in the next 12 months, because this will be plenty to get on with. Getting these guys going and working with them over the year. So that's it. Have a great Monday, and I'll be back tomorrow as normal. Of course, we've got Champions League football as well, the tournament that Tottenham are going to have to win to get Champions League football in the new stadium, because they're useless. Okay, have a great Monday.